Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
It's been more than 20 years since Boston residents had any say on the makeup of the Boston School Committee. Back in 1992, voters gave the mayor the authority to appoint committee members. But now there are calls to return some of that power to the public, with a school committee that has some members appointed by the mayor and others elected by voters. It's the subject of a Boston City Council hearing today, as WBUR's Dolores Handy reports.
Quick, can you name members of the Boston School Committee? Does it matter? District 3 Councilor Frank Baker of Dorchester thinks it does.
I don't feel that the parents in Boston necessarily have a say now. Some of my most astute constituents don't even necessarily know who the people on the school committee are.
That's a sentiment not lost on Council President Stephen Murphy, who, while he has not said whether he supports a change, says,
many of us in government are frustrated about the fact that we have calls from parents and people who are vested in the school system that don't feel they get listened to enough. And they come here, and we have no real ability here at the council to impact anything other than to cut the school department budget.
A major frustration for some parents, like Dr. Chris Martell of Dorchester. He regularly attends school committee meetings and says he can't believe how many votes are unanimous.
It seems that there's little discussion or debate or a critical voice. Going to some of these meetings where school closings were happening or school choice assignment is being brought up, I feel that not only were we kind of barely listened to in those meetings, but then we have no one to go to on the school committee who is accountable to us and tell them we disagree.
However, one longtime observer of city government calls the current system a major improvement from the days of an elected school committee. Sam Tyler, president of the fiscal watchdog group, the Boston Municipal Research Bureau, says the old system was dysfunctional and much too political.
Since 1992, when it was first transferred from elected committee to an appointed committee, it really has made a big difference. And probably one of the most important features is that for the first time, there's one person who's responsible for public education, and that's the mayor.
Again, Councilor Frank Baker.
At the end of the day, the school committee not only needs to be held responsible by the mayor and the school department, but I think they should be held accountable also by the people of Boston, the people that entrust their children into this system.
And Baker stresses that he's not proposing to return to an all-elected committee.
The petition calls for changing the makeup of the current school committee from 7 appointed spots to 4 appointed spots and 3 elected spots.
It's an intriguing idea for some, including City Councilor John Conway, who is basing the campaign for mayor he launched this week on school reform.
Parents especially, but all Bostonians want transparency and accountability from the school department. And I think there is a feeling that the fully appointed school committee has become a rubber stamp for the school department and for the mayor.
Also in favor of the idea is Boston Teachers Union President Richard Stutman.
We have for a long time supported the return to a democratically elected Boston school committee. I think the Baker proposal, which kind of splits everything in the middle, is a reasonable approach to take with 4 appointed and 3 elected. And I don't think it's reasonable to say that one person should appoint all members of a board that is supposed to be representative of the entire city. It's too dependent on the whim of one person.
But that one person, now Mayor Tom Menino, says an elected school committee is the wrong way to go.
Doesn't work. We can politicize the school committee. Because if you're running for office as a school member, you have to raise money. Who will give you money? Special interest groups. As long as I'm mayor, I'm going to be appointed school board. It works. In big cities like Boston, it works. Because it takes all the politics out of the schools.
Menino's opinion matters. This is a home rule petition. Even if it passes in the city council, it cannot be forwarded to state lawmakers without Menino's approval. Councilor Baker concedes it's an uphill journey. And as for those who say the change would make the system too political?
It's political now. Everything in Boston is political.
Baker says people are looking for a change, and at least he's starting a conversation. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.